Yeah. My winner?
No, we're not giving away tickets quite yet. KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is coming up. It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. There's a British company that wants you to tour Ukraine right now. We'll talk about that coming up. It's also python hunting season in Florida. I didn't know that existed, but it's a thing, and you could win big cash. And you had to have seen the plane land on the 91 freeway yesterday afternoon. It was crazy. It landed right between traffic. And we're going to talk about brushes with death. You should have died, but you didn't. We're going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. And Gibby 5 today is 1983. It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I know a lot of people haven't traveled since the pandemic because of, well, you know, the pandemic. But there's a travel company that wants tourists to visit Ukraine right now. Visiting Ukraine might now be an experience to what it's like living in the middle of a war, seeing its bombed cities, feeling the danger, and meeting the fighters. This is a crazy story. 6 months after Russia invaded the country, online platform Visit Ukraine has said that they are offering a tour of brave cities, is how they call it. They've defined to continue to resist Russian invaders, offering travelers a look at how the country is living amid conflict. This is a weird thing because it says anyone signing up for the tours can expect to walk among bomb debris, ruined buildings, cathedrals, stadiums, as well as burned out military hardware. Plus, regular wail of air raid sirens, landmines are also a risk. It might seem like a ghoulish way to spend a vacation, which does to me. I'm a hard pass. Visit Ukraine's founder told CNN, travel is not the same as dark tourism. That sees visitors flocking to other sites of death, disaster, and destruction around the world. This is a guy who is traveling through Kiev.
Bridge behind me, that's a temporary bridge. This one's been bombed. I've been told to watch my step because there could be booby traps that the Russians left when they left this place.
I think I'm not down with watching where I step because there could be a landmine.
They put sometimes lines along the ground, and then you could kick them with your foot, and a mine goes off, or a bomb of sorts, or they'll put like a toy or a bottle or something, and if you move that, you can set off an explosive. So you got to really watch where you're putting your feet around here.
No thanks.
So we made it through another military checkpoint, okay. And this is one of the first buildings we're greeted with. When the Russians originally left Irpin and Bucha and surrounding places, they were just...
Oh, they're talking now about a city called Irpin, where the Russians invaded and then left. And the building that he's talking about is destroyed.
Bodies on the street, children, women, pets, everything killed. I mean, just look.
Children, women, pets, killed. Is this something you would do? Are you interested in this? Because I'm a hard pass on this. I don't want to see dead pets. That's not my idea of a vacation. But if you are into it, you can go to visitukraine.com and call me at 818-955-KLOS. Would you take a vacation like this? This sounds good to you. We are talking about possibly visiting Ukraine right now so that you can see what it's like in a war zone. And you would go?
This is Left Foot Louie in Ukraine. I'm already here. I've been kicking all stuff, right. And unfortunately...
All right, Left Foot. Okay, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
A visit to Ukraine.
A visit to Ukraine right now. You're in.
Yes, I am. You know, take me away from the wife and kids for, you know, get me out of the house. I don't care. Take me to a war-torn country. Let's go. Let's do it.
We're going to talk about that plane that wrecked on the 91 freeway coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, along with your you escaped death stories. Also, we've got your tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Not right now, but I'll tell you when to call in just a few minutes. First, though, it is python hunting season in Florida. So if you've ever wanted to kill a python in Florida, now's your chance.
Have you ever wanted to get out on these Everglades and go python hunting? Yeah, you heard me right. Those very long snakes. Well, today you can get in on the action and maybe even win some cash.
They're giving away cash for killing pythons because they're killing all of the animals that are there. They're not normally in Florida.
crank up the airboats and let's get it going. The 2022 Python Challenge is happening now.
I welcome everyone to join us.
That is a guy named Alligator Ron. That's his nickname.
And hunting this invasive snake and saving our beautiful Everglades.
Python hunters from over 30 states are getting in on the action. The cost to hunt is $25, and you have to pass a 30-minute training program. Prizes for the pythons range from $1,500 for the largest snake to $2,500 for the most kills. The 10-day challenge is a way to incentivize ridding the local ecosystem of an invasive species and protecting native wildlife.
I don't know that I want to fight pythons and kill them. But people from 32 states are going to take on pythons. I just posted a video on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder, and it is boys saving a dog from a python. Pythons are the ones that strangle you. And these boys saw a dog being strangled and got the python off of it, and the dog is fine. And that's craziness, and I don't want any part of it. Yesterday, about 1 o'clock, an airplane landed on the 91 freeway. Which is a crazy thought. With traffic, saw a little opening and took it, and listen to this.
Oh, plane crash!
A plane slams onto the 91 freeway, skids across speeding cars, and erupts in flames.
We're already losing altitude, so there's no way I could make the airport. And so the only option we had was I saw the freeway.
Pilot Andrew Cho described to us how his single-engine plane lost power just after 12:30 this afternoon. He made the decision to put it down between moving cars on the 91 East.
It felt like a hard bump, but it's hard to describe, really. I mean, I think we're probably about 4 or 5 feet up in the air before the plane stalled and completely, and we fell to the ground.
By the way, that's the pilot, the guy that was flying the plane like minutes after his plane erupted in an explosion after landing on the 91. He's the calmest man on earth.
With the plane now starting to burn, Cho and his partner scrambled out of the aircraft. The wings of the plane appear to have clipped a pickup truck.
There were three occupants in the truck that was also involved in the collision. They also appear at this time to be unharmed.
This is the miraculous thing, is that zero people were harmed. Both the pilot and the passenger, who had flown over to Catalina for lunch, apparently, walked away unhurt, unscathed. No cars were hit, except for the taillight of one truck. That's it. You talk about escaping death. So that's what we're going to talk about. 818-955-KLOS. You almost died. You almost died. I have a story of my own that I'll start off with, and that is I was driving back from Burning Man, and I was driving 70 miles an hour, and I came up over a hill, and there was a cow in the middle of the road. And I remember somebody telling me, if you hit a cow, it'll go through your winch. It's worse for you than trying to swerve. So I swerved to the right, and I corrected, and I swerved to the left, and I corrected. And just when I got past that cow, my wheels fell off the edge of the road, and my car started flipping. And it was at night, 1 a.m. or something, so I couldn't see if there was a giant rock, if there was a 100-foot drop. I had no idea what was going on. I just knew the car was flipping, and I could see blackness and then sky and then blackness and then sky and then blackness and then sky. And I really thought, this is it. This is how I go out, coming back from Burning Man. I guess that makes sense. So near-death experiences is what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about near-death experiences. You have one? Hello?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yep.
What's happening, brother?
Talking about near-death experiences?
Yes, I got a good story for you.
All right.
My name's Fernando.
Okay, Fernando.
I was 16 years old, and I helped my dad drive down south asleep and ended up slamming in the middle of a a canal, the dividers up on the highway, because down by, we were in Arizona, as a matter of fact. And
Fernando, you were 16 and you were driving your dad?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about 30 years ago.
Wow.
I'm 50 now, and I didn't care back then. Just get behind the wheel.
Of course.
I drove all night, and I remember it was a little bit of sunlight coming out, and I told my dad it was a Ford F-250. It had one of the bench seats, and we had a huge camper. My mom was sleeping in the camper, and I had my dad laying across the bench seat, and I remember tapping him on the shoulder that, "Dad, I'm totally burned out. I couldn't drive anymore." And I, you know, he kind of looks up at me and he's like, "I thought you could hang." Exactly right.
So what happened to all three of you? Was anyone hurt badly?
No, thank God.
That's a miracle. All right. 818-955-KLOS. Your near-death experiences. Call now. We're talking about that airplane that crash landed on the 91. Yesterday afternoon, and we're talking about near-death experiences. You had that happen?
One time I went hiking up in the hills, and my German Shepherd ran behind me and pushed me over the cliff.
Oh, no.
And I fell 400 feet down.
Oh, my God. What did you land on?
I don't even know how it happened, but God is a mystery, because as I was going down, I was praying. I was like, "Oh, Lord, please help me." And somehow the wind pushed me slightly a little bit to the left, and I landed on top of a tree where it broke my arm, my leg, and smashed part of my face.
You're never so happy to break an arm and a leg instead of dying.
Exactly.
Wow, that's crazy. Thank you for calling KLOS. Hello.
Kevin and Sligo.
Yes.
Hey, I was working on the roof a long time ago, replacing the ridge cap up there for the insurance company.
Right.
And I had the radio on, and Bob Colburn, actually,
yes,
was broadcasting. So I'm up and down this aluminum ladder, and I'm carrying the new ridge caps up and the old down and back and forth. On the eighth time, I come down because I heard Bob Colburn playing, swear to God, Bob Dylan.
Right.
Bob Dylan, Tombstone Blues, and the ladder broke.
Oh, my God. And how far did you fall?
I fell about 8 feet. I was knocked out totally. And the miracle was my wife was home one day out of the entire year for a dental appointment, and she heard the explosion, got the ambulance to pick me up, scoop me up. And they put me back together. I'm still here, brothers.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm so happy that you're okay. Thank you for calling. Near-death experiences, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about near-death experiences based on the flight that crashed on the 91 freeway, and no one was hurt. Zero people in the plane, zero people in cars. There were no injuries in that accident, which is almost impossible to believe. So we're talking near-death experiences. You had one?
Yeah, one time about 2 years ago, I got shot three times. One shattered my radius in my arm. I got shot another time in my leg, and then I got another shot in my back.
Wait.
I was getting robbed for my car.
Oh, so all three happened at once?
Yeah, all three at the same time.
Oh, my God. And nothing hit any vital organs?
You know what? I got the one in my back missed my spine by about 2 centimeters, so I got lucky. I'm so lucky you're walking today.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Talking about near-death experiences.
So it was February 25th, 1983. I was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
I had just found out at the chow hall in the morning I was getting promoted to E4, which was pretty quick, within a year.
Right.
I decided to get a case of Schlitz malt liquor bull and get drunk out on the barracks shift.
Right.
By the end of the day, when most of the beer is gone, my friend got a new motorcycle, so everyone's riding it, and I'm like, I want to let me on it, you know, and they let me on it, and I was speed shifting through the parking lot. Next thing I know, I woke up in the hospital, and my first words were, "Who kicked my ass?" They were like, "Well, you were in a motorcycle accident." I said, "Well, I don't have a motorcycle." And then my
you don't remember anything about that accident?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. But I did it in front of all my friends, and I basically slid the bike. I guess I saw what was happening. I couldn't put on the brakes, so I slid it into some rocks that were decorative rocks that were embedded into the ground, and it flipped me and the bike over and threw me into a concrete barracks wall.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I had no helmet on, and my friends told me I landed spread eagle with my head turned. That's why I'm still cute.
Wow. Schlitz malt liquor, man. That'll do it every time.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Near-death experiences. Give me five at 5 o'clock. Is five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is 1973. First, we're talking about near-death experiences. You had one? Hello?
Yeah, we have a near-death experience.
All right.
My son decided he wanted to crawl down the anchor of the cruise ship that we were just on, dude. He's just being bashful. So.
What? He tried to crawl down
the
an anchor?
Cruise ship anchor, dude. We were anchored at the port in the Bahamas, and the f***ing jackass decided he wanted to crawl down the anchor, dude. The kid.
You have a dumb son.
Yeah, dude. No, the thing is, he's getting like a 4.6. He has like a 4.6 GPA. He's in all honors classes.
Right.
But he doesn't get certain things. And it's not autism. It's not anything stupid like that. No offense. But I'll tell you, dude, the guy's just freaking, when it comes to reality, brainless.
Well, I'm glad you're still alive, dude.
Yeah, it's good, dude. And so they actually had to send down, helicopters were out and everything. They had to freaking send the paramedics to get and they freaking hoisted him back up, and it was freaking crazy. You guys are freaking jackholes, though. And he was he was in his bathing suit, dude. Not drunk. He doesn't do drugs.
What?
He's in his bathing suit barefoot, dude. Like, clinging to this thing for life. Like, reality came over him halfway down.
Listen, even smart people do dumb things.
Yeah, well.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about near-death experiences. We've got Gimme Five at 5 o'clock. That's five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is 1973. But first, KLOS, who's this?
This is Teresa.
Teresa, you are caller 13.
Woo! Awesome!
That means you got the four-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th. Woo! You have three other people you can bring, Teresa?
I sure do. I have my daughters and my husband.
Excellent. That is perfect. I'm glad that you didn't have three kids. It would be awkward.
It would be awkward.
We are doing Gimme Five with a theme. Every day at 5 o'clock we do this. The theme today is 1973 on 95.5 KLOS. Heard the Doobie Brothers. Gimme Five at 5 o'clock with the theme. Today's theme is 1973. And Cheryl in Anaheim said, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd? Every day at 5, we do Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with the theme. Today's theme was 1973. We started with Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Man. Then we went Steve Miller Band, The Joker, The Doobie Brothers, China Grove, Skynyrd, Gimme Three Steps, and Led Zeppelin there. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Stu sitting in for Sluggo today.
Hey.
How are you, Stuart?
I'm great. It's good to be here. Did you call me Stuart?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I forgot that.
That's all right.
I forgot that that's death worthy.
That's your free one.
My apologies. Are we cool?
Yeah.
This travel company wants tourists to visit Ukraine right now.
Right now? Right mm-hmm. now?
Right now.
What? Suicide travel company? What is that?
It's kind of a ghoulish way to spend a vacation. Visit Ukraine's founder says it's not the same as dark tourism, but it's close. Dark tourism is where you visitors flock to sites of death and disaster.
Ew.
But they want you to travel to Ukraine right now so that you can see what it's like in a war-torn area.
I can watch the news. No? I mean, that's not good enough?
What it's like living in the middle of a war. So they're saying, go to Ukraine right now and tour these cities that have been bombed.
They want money for this?
Of course.
Oh.
6 months after Russia invaded the country, unleashing a wave of death and destruction, this organization is saying, hey, come see our war.
Wow. Wow.
I don't understand that fully.
Yeah. How successful can that be?
They already have 150 people signed up.
What?
To go.
No.
To visit.
Wow.
Then listen to some of the audio from the tour. Because you have to watch everything that you do.
Because you might not
zone.
Be coming back.
Right. Listen to this.
Bridge behind me. That's a temporary bridge. This one's been bombed. I've been told to watch my step because there could be booby traps that the Russians left when they left this place.
Watch your step because it could be booby trapped.
I thought like going on a, like an African safari hunt thing might be dangerous. You know, if you're going to like be a bad guy and try to, you know, kill elephants or whatever. But that tops that, doesn't it?
It really does. This is, I don't think a great idea. I'm not going to choose it. But listen to him describe in detail how you have to be careful how you walk.
They put sometimes lines along the ground, and then you could kick them with your foot, and a mine goes off or a bomb of sorts, or they put like a toy or a bottle or something, and if you move that, you can set off an explosive. So you got to really watch where you're putting your feet around here.
The toy! A kid's toy!
You got to watch where you're putting your feet around here.
Can you imagine?
You might get your head blown clean off.
There's a toy in the middle of the road. I need to get it off. Boom!
Last time we went to Libya, I got my arm blown off. I'll never forget that vacation. It was the best time. Best time I ever had.
Made it through another military checkpoint, and one of the first buildings we're greeted with. When the Russians originally left Irpin and Bucha and surrounding places, they were
just... So this city is Irpin that the Russians left,
wow.
And he's standing next to a completely bombed out building. Like, is living there.
Get some pictures.
Bodies on the street, children, women, pets, everything killed. I mean, just look.
No.
This guy sounds like a journalist, but he's a thrill seeker, huh?
Apparently, yes.
Next year, we're going to go to Afghanistan. We're going to visit the Taliban. Can't wait. Just can't wait.
I don't think it's for me.
I don't think it's for anybody.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song.
I was here
in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So.
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs. Because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs?
Yes,
why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but okay. Two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Who would that be?
One is our friend Maren Dungey,
right.
Who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah, she's come around to the dark side.
And then... Today, on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years?
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But yes. Mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. Should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
in my hands. I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What?
Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7 years, what happened?
I went to the website, mm-hmm. and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
Here's what I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers. The first taste is free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them.
No!
Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, okay. Kevin. You were right this whole time. Yes. And you know what? Here's the thing, Kevin. Mm-hmm. You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's my point! That's what I've been saying the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you had said that.
God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though?
Bring the socks in.
See, here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because we know...
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
You going to start wearing socks someday with him?
I accept
it. Oh, my God. Winter time, I'm going to be like, you know what would be great? Some socks.
I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like... Because you're yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... I don't know what to do,
guys. That's the right call on his part. I mean...
Come on down. I guess I can have two people in Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years, six or seven years.
I'm glad I could do that for you. Say it again. Crocs, if you're listening, you're a delight on my feet, and I apologize, and send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check you out.
Free Crocs.
You got to work the system. Yeah.
You're way smarter than I am. Shit.
Wait, right. So where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred? Young Allie.
You can listen to us on, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It's nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah, it was good.
Because Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad, and then abroad, right?
That is a great idea.
Beautiful. Yeah. You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
That's true.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Yay,
love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
We are dead center in the middle of an Aerosmith twofer on KLOS, but that doesn't stop us. It stopped her, though. Gotta let that dog out.
Watching a pursuit.
Kevin hates high-speed pursuits.
I love them.
And just pulled her over in the San Fernando Valley on the freeway there.
And I love all the people that give me a heads up on Twitter.
It's very cool. I think it's Devorah. You know that song?
It sort of looks like her. Yeah.
Yeah. Devorah, what are you doing out there, man?
I've been driving the wrong way all day. Kind of looks like her. She has a really does. Dog, too.
Yeah, it's very cute. He's still in the car. Out. What a good dog staying in the car, baby. Oh, poor dog. I was just thinking.
That car's a mess.
I was just thinking if they try and take her down or whatever, that dog's going to come get them.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they just went away from it.
In Toronto, a woman living in downtown found an unknown man inside her apartment.
Oh, that's always fun.
Wearing her clothes.
Oh, no. Was it Dr. Frankenfurter?
And cooking a meal.
I'm home.
Right. When she got home Monday night.
Well, that's fun. What was she? What exactly was she wearing? Do you know? Was it delicate underthings? Was it a gown?
At the time, police said that a 33-year-old woman returned home and found the man inside the apartment. Mm-hmm. I don't know
the exact garments.
It's alleged that the
gentleman
accused had cooked the meal. Stolen personal items and was wearing clothing items belonging to the female.
Was he cooking it for her?
It doesn't say who he was cooking it for.
Dude, we don't want your damn food. Get the hell out. Leave the clothes
You're in
here.
My apartment.
Yeah, take those out. Well, take them off.
Wearing my clothes. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather he stole your clothes?
That'd be so much better.
Than wear them?
That'd be so much better.
Because you're going to toss them out anyway.
I'm going to burn them.
Because he's wearing them.
Ritualistically. Yeah.
That just doesn't seem cool.
No. They're uncleanable. That is not very going to... You're never going to get the stank off that.
That's not just throw it in the washer.
Yeah.
Washing machine. Right. That's not going to do it.
I wonder how he chose her. Like, he'd seen her. Like wearing something cool, and he's like, I need to wear that.
She's got great clothes. It doesn't say that.
Wow.
His name is Robert Anthony Stumpo,
the dickweed.
Boo. 35 years old, and he broke into her home and put on her clothes and cooked dinner.
What would you do if you came home and someone was wearing your favorite t-shirt and shorts?
grown men who wear shorts to work.
And making dinner?
Dinner, making. You'd probably like the dinner part.
I would say, hey, what are you making?
If they're enchiladas, first, I'll put them in the fridge for a week or two and have them after a while.
No, I can't. I can't imagine. But what we want is to take some phone calls from people who had their house broken into.
Yeah.
But nothing was stolen.
Yeah.
In this particular case, nothing was stolen.
Right.
He was wearing her clothes.
Right.
Which makes them unusable.
Right.
But he didn't get in and out. He wasn't rushing. He took his time. He was making a meal.
Making a meal.
Yes.
That is a particularly weird bit. Yeah, yeah, that's very
so
odd.
Somebody broke into your house and didn't steal anything. What did they do?
And what would you do? Would you keep those clothes? Would you? How would you feel about that?
I would not. I would burn those clothes.
Yeah,
I
definitely
think.
I might burn him if I got a chance. Hold on. I'll be right back. I can get my flamethrower.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We were talking about a man that broke into a woman's house, put on her clothes, and made dinner. Somebody broke into your house, sir?
Yeah, this is Mike. I want to tell you a story of somebody in my house.
Yeah. Somebody broke into your house. Tell us.
We live next to one of those all-boys, bad boys schools, and somebody got out, and they went swimming in our pool. I came downstairs in the middle of the night. He was on the phone eating a bowl of cereal, playing video games.
Wow. That's crazy to me because your instinct, my thought was, is if you break into a house, your instinct is, I got to get out of here as fast as possible.
Right. But you didn't spend any time in juvie. So
I didn't.
You're
not that's kind true. Of... I wouldn't use the pool and
right.
then sit downstairs right. eating cereal, playing video games. What did you do?
As soon as I went down, he just ran out. And they never found him again.
Oh, so man.
Maybe he went home. Maybe he got a ride. Who knows?
What did you do to him? They never found him again.
He just sort of vanished from the earth. Odd. I have a little mound in the backyard now, but thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. That's crazy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Somebody broke into your house?
They did. I was living in Dallas, came home, door was open, kicked open, and started looking around the house. Everything was ransacked. It was a complete mess. Stuff thrown everywhere.
Right.
And even my guitar was by the front door where they kicked in. They didn't even take the guitar. I don't know if they even got anything from my roommates. I don't think they did.
So they just wandered in and sort of trashed the joint.
They said, this place is too clean, and they destroyed it.
They helped you out. But they didn't steal or mess up your guitar.
No, and it was right there by the front door, ready to go.
Well, I guess they're not the worst creatures on Earth. Because unless they're John Belushi smashing a good car, it's just plain not cool, man. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Someone wandered into your house and maybe put on your clothes. We want to hear about
made
it.
You a meal?
Made you a meal. Made you. Turned you into a meal. That's one of them fun time records. Everybody have a good time and party. Woo! This KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We're talking about people broke into your house but didn't steal anything.
Right.
Oddly. You have one of those stories?
Well, essentially, I'm happy about my break-in.
No.
I don't know if that makes it more interesting.
Sure.
So I moved to Valencia because it's a safer area, and I had teenagers. These kids did not believe me how important it is, and that even in a safe area, you still need to lock the doors for the car and the garage and the house.
Right.
So we went through a period of maybe 2 months where people would just come, and if we left the car unlocked, they just move things. Like, you maybe would have sunglasses in a sunglasses spot, and they move them onto the front dash. Or they'd open the garage, and, like, you know that there was laundry inside of the dryer, but they put it on top of the dryer. Like, weird little tiny things.
I gotta tell you, I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's interesting as hell and very
odd. I sort of love that.
Yeah.
Like, why would they do that?
They're pretending to be a poltergeist. They're practicing for when they're a ghost, and they want to be a poltergeist.
Well, at first I thought maybe my kids were messing with me.
Yeah, that sounds kind
of. I would be like yelling at them, like, you see, people are messing with us. We gotta lock everything up. And they thought I was crazy. But seriously, it came down to they weren't doing it. I wasn't doing it. It was complete strangers doing it.
Wow.
We found that on the camera later.
Oh,
so,
you found them.
That's so
nice.
Terrible.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I like that.
Thanks for calling.
That's really bizarre.
KLOS,
hello.
People
somebody
are crazy.
Somebody broke into your house?
My front door was open, but I was at it over some of the neighbors, and somebody came in and stole my whole top drawer of laundry underwear. Just took my whole underwear drawer and my bikini that was on top.
I'm sorry. Do you want those back?
I know. How long have you been using them?
I got one on my head right now.
He's wearing it right now.
Yep.
No, I don't want that one.
You're a wise lady.
I can answer that. You don't want it.
Nope. Thanks for calling. Yeah. KLOS, you got broken into?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? So, how you guys doing today?
Good.
How
you doing,
Thank you.
I'm doing well. Well, not so much my house, but my car got busted into while I was playing around the golf. And they didn't take anything from my car. They just straight bashed in my windows.
And
the funny thing is, I had something very important in the back seat. They looked at it, they saw it, and left it there.
What was it?
I can't disclose that right now. But
drugs.
Did you have drugs back there, sir?
Was it a machine gun?
Maybe. Hey, and you know what I think they should do to the Astros? They should make them wear cowbells and walk around their stadium doing the shame walk.
Shame. Great idea. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And just to clarify what we're about to say, we love reply all.
Oh man, reply
all. Is that
all
what we're saying?
Yes, fully. Please always hit reply all, never just to the sender, ever. Why would you do that? I just literally got another one like 35 seconds ago. Yeah.
Sluggo's been on a rant and he's going to take someone out.
Yep.
I think.
Yep, going down.
So when you're on an email that has 25, 30 other people,
yeah.
For the most part, you don't need to hit reply all.
Yep.
For the most part, most people do.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you get something's going on at work and they send out a thing. Hey, this is a really cool thing, isn't it? And everybody has to reply. Why do we all need to see the replies? Or like you were just saying the other day, some family, you know, groups, chains get pretty crazy and filled up. And, grandma says, hello. Oh, yep. I'm not sure how to work this. Here's some of the responses I've got. I deleted about 22 of them yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredibly massive is the one that just came in. Another W to the column. Keep going, fellas. I mean, I'm glad that they're happy. It's nice.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If they're saying who can do something.
Right.
To everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sort of understand that you're going to let them know that you're in.
Yes.
And let everybody else know that you're in. That makes sense.
I guess.
They just sent like a video recap of something. And this is everybody responding with almost all the same responses.
Pretty much. We got a huge win with 3 exclamation points followed by let's go and 5 exclamation points. Yeah. A-Y-E-E-E-E-E exclamation point. I don't even know what that means. I guess. And
to everyone. These are to everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Followed by send for my iPhone, which is very important to note, of course. Killer job legends. That is what I'm talking about, someone said.
No one needs that one.
And there was one good one. I do like this one.
Okay.
GTFO. So, I mean, you know, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right.
But I mean,
at least it was almost entertaining.
Right. That's even more when it's mundane, though. And you're not even part of it. Like, and everybody's had that problem. You're not even part of it.
This is how to handle it. I've solved very few problems in my life. This one I've solved.
Yeah.
Used to get reply all.
Sure.
And used to reply all, but it was a complete joke.
Right.
And then reply all by the company got shut off.
Ah, see, there you go.
Because of me.
Nice.
So here's what you need to do.
Yeah, what do you do to make that stop?
We all at the other station I worked at got an email that said at 10:15 today, we're checking out our fire alarm. There's no fire. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So I replied all and I said at 10:14, I'm setting a real fire. And that was it.
No more reply all.
And then the guy who wrote the email, Scott, changed that, and you could never reply all, which was heaven.
Well done, sir.
So that's what I'm saying is
you
need
to send something inappropriate.
Yes.
I'm okay with it. Okay. All right, let's compose an email.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And I'm Casey Kasem in Hollywood. Now, back to the countdown.
You're not.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry. You sound a little sick. Are you sick?
No, what?
COVID!
I better go home for a month.
People prefer interacting with female robots in hotels instead of male robots.
Oh, man. I mean, no kidding.
What
for
a surprise.
Have you seen Westworld? Which do you prefer to hang around with?
It does seem obvious to me because it seems like male robot voices, there are men behind them.
Yeah, and they're always extra creepy. For some reason, you can kind of forgive the female robotic voice, but
right.
Male voice, I'm going to kill you.
So people are more comfortable talking to female rather than male robots working in service roles in hotels.
I totally see that.
The study, which surveyed about 170 people on hypothetical service robot scenarios, also preferred that the stronger their preference was stronger when the robots were described as having more human-like features.
Oh, really? You know, I think the more human they get, the creepier they're getting.
Yes, but the more they prefer females.
Right.
To males.
Right. And they make them blink now. I think that's just good. They don't need to blink.
It's scary.
It's super creepy.
I agree. People have a tendency to feel more comfort in being cared for by females because of existing gender stereotypes about service roles.
Yay, stereotypes.
Which, by the way, I agree with.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Women are so much better than men.
Of course.
In every way.
I don't know how they put up with us.
Examples range from female humanized robots named Pepper at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Las Vegas.
Pepper.
Have you met Pepper?
No, I sure haven't.
To the fully automated FlyZoo hotel chain in China, where guests interact only with robots and artificial intelligence.
I love that one. That is awesome. Yes, I think that's. I would totally do that. 100%.
I don't think I want any robotic voice.
Do you ever talk mean to Alexa or any of those?
Like, I don't have Alexa.
If she irritates me sometimes, she can't play a song.
Oh,
or
Siri in the car. We have serious problems.
And you say some stuff to her? Yeah. What, does she ever come back at
we
you?
We fight like mothers. I hate Siri. So if you're standing there and somebody knocks on your door and it's a robot, would you rather hear...
Could I bring you some skimpy towels?
Oh my God, no! No, 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 no! No! Get away from me!
Room service.
No! What the hell? Go away! Not hungry anymore.
Would you like a massage?
Well, I might take you up on that.
Wait, are there any female robots available? Because...
Can I help you with your jacket?
My what?
Oh, your jacket. No, okay, right. So that's a male voice.
Yeah, I don't like
what
it.
About a female voice?
So knock.
Can I help you with your jacket?
Sure. Oh, now you're talking.
Sure.
Yep.
No problem.
Yep.
Can I help you with your jacket?
No. He's starting to melt.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
Which drawer do your panties belong in?
All right. Nope. Thank you.
May I help you in the shower?
No, you. I don't need help with the shower.
Short out.
Do you need to wear that men of clothes? Is your room moist enough?
Cat, is your room moist enough? Cat!
May I lay with you for a few minutes?
No!
Why did this guy break into our room? Where'd the woman go?
May I help you with your bra? Are you interested in the Dirty Sanchez? May I interest you in the Arabian goggles? Wouldn't you be more comfortable nude? What are your thoughts on another robot friend and I joining to make you airtight?
All right, it is on right now. KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Everybody else gets kicked out, and KLOS listeners get the park to themselves on August 25th. If you're caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS, you will get a four-pack of tickets. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're out of time for near-death experiences. Right now we have KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. You get a four-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's August 25th. You get a four-pack of tickets if you're caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Right now, we have the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. If you would like to join us, be caller 13. You'll get a four-pack of tickets. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Congratulations to Louis Gomez from Bellflower. Just got a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th. Your chance to win is coming up soon.
The Who's magic bus pulled out of the station on this day in rock in 1968. That's the day they released it. Red Hot Chili Peppers released their self-titled debut album on this day in rock in 1984.